From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. China has criticized an American report labeling it as a potential nuclear adversary. It called on the United States to reduce its own nuclear arsenal. The Pentagon released its 2018 Nuclear Posture Review on Friday, detailing a new strategy for China designed to prevent it from mistakenly concluding, it says, that it could secure an advantage through the limited use of its theater nuclear capabilities, or that any use of nuclear weapons, however limited, is acceptable. China has the world's fifth largest nuclear arsenal. It has 270 warheads. The United States has 6,800, falling just behind Russia. Tens of thousands of demonstrators marched in Athens Sunday to protest a potential compromise between Greece and Macedonia over a long-standing name dispute. Greece and Macedonia have been feuding over who gets to use the name since Macedonia's independence from Yugoslavia in 1991. Many Greeks say allowing the neighboring country to use the name insults Greek history. Greece has blocked Macedonian efforts to join the EU and NATO because of the name dispute. The country of Macedonia is officially known at the UN as the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia. Two people are dead and dozens injured after an Amtrak passenger train, apparently traveling on the wrong track, collided with a freight train early Sunday in the southern U.S. state of South Carolina. The two people killed were identified as Amtrak employees. 116 people were taken to hospitals for treatment. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization marked World Cancer Day on Sunday by urging the adoption of healthy lifestyles as a way to lower cancer risks. The UN agency also emphasizes that early diagnosis and treatment for cancer can save lives. VOA correspondent Lisa Schlein reports, for VOA, that is, from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
Much progress has been made in the diagnosis and treatment of cancer, but the statistics regarding this disease remain terrible. Cancer is the second leading cause of death globally, killing nearly 9 million people yearly, with about 14 million new cases being diagnosed. The most common cause of cancer death include lung, liver, colorectal, stomach, and breast cancers. The World Health Organization reports tobacco use is the most important risk factor, followed by alcohol use, unhealthy diet, and lack of physical activity. WHO Technical Officer for Cancer Control, Andre Ilbawi, says approximately 70% of cancer deaths are in low- and middle-income countries.
Correspondent Lisa Schlein. An extreme right-wing Italian politician showed no remorse Sunday after a shooting rampage carried out a day earlier in which six people of African descent were wounded. 28-year-old Luca Traini is being held on multiple counts of attempted murder after the shooting, which lasted for about 2 hours in a central Italian city on Saturday. The ceremonial head of state will lead North Korea's delegation to the Winter Olympics in South Korea later this week. That word coming from officials in Seoul on Sunday. Kim Jong-nam is the leader of the North Korean parliament. He'll be accompanied by three other officials and 18 support staff. The United States will be represented at the opening of the Olympic Games by Vice President Mike Pence, who arrives in Seoul on Thursday. And the biggest sporting event in the United States every year, the Super Bowl, kicks off in about half an hour from now when the Philadelphia Eagles play the New England Patriots for the championship of American football's professional National Football League, or NFL. The Patriots quarterback Tom Brady could set several records during the game. He'll be the oldest non-kicker to play in the Super Bowl and could be the oldest quarterback to win and pick up his sixth title ring, the most of any player in history. The game expected to be viewed by more than 100 million people on television. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.